The next thing you will affirm now is that you take total responsibility for your own life. You take total responsibility for your confidence levels. And if up to this point in your life you don't have the confidence levels that you truly want, you will take responsibility for that also. You will blame no one else. You will not make anybody else responsible for your situation now. And because you understand this fully, you agree from this moment on to take charge of your life, to take charge of your levels of confidence, and to do what it takes to actually get there. Because whatever the roots, the causes, whatever made you the way you are now, good and not so good, whatever made you that way is really your responsibility. So if your levels of confidence are not as high as you want them to be, there's one and only one reason for that. And you will accept that. And you will look into that. And you will take responsibility for it. Because the only reason why you may be facing the fears that keep you from having the levels of confidence that you want and need is purely and simply ignorance. Nothing else. And if you take responsibility for your own state of mind, you will understand that it's only ignorant views that make anyone have to deal with all sorts of problems, including problems of confidence. That's right. It's ignorant views that create ignorant beliefs. And ignorant beliefs create ignorant emotions and problematic emotions. Emotions that keep you down. Because those emotions create physical symptoms, that's right. Have you ever found yourself trying to approach someone or wanting to do something and you just cannot do it? You just hesitate too much. You just feel maybe afraid, maybe anxious, maybe a lump in the throat that prevents you from talking. Maybe something in your chest or your stomach. Something that just doesn't let you do what you really want to do. What you know you should do or what you know would bring you a lot of pleasure and a lot of good things. Well, this is how it happened. An ignorant view, an ignorant belief created a problematic emotion, and that problematic emotion eventually started to manifest physically, or gets activated physically every time you try to do something that you're not able to do, that you cannot do because of lack of confidence. But now let me explain something before you start blaming yourself for this, because I'm not asking you to blame yourself, I'm just asking you to take responsibility, meaning to really understand that the origin of your hesitation, the origin of your lack of confidence, the origin of any fear is inside you. Nowhere else. It originates inside you. However, that does not mean that you should start blaming yourself and creating guilt. See, blaming yourself is another example of an ignorant view that will create ignorant beliefs, that will create problematic emotions such as guilt. And that's going to create more problems and it's not going to solve anything. So stop right now. Stop all thinking and just understand. Focus your whole awareness and understanding that you are not to blame yourself. And let me explain a few things about this. For one thing, these ignorant beliefs and views that have created so many problems in many different areas originated, they began at a very early age. You probably were no older than 7 years old. Maybe 5 years old, maybe a year old, maybe a newborn. Yes, exactly. How would it be like to be running around the world holding views that you developed when you were 1 year old or 2 years old? See, those views may have been appropriate for a 1 or 2 year old, but they're certainly not appropriate for an adult. You cannot go around the world interpreting things like a 1 year old, a 2 year old, a 3 year old, any child would. That's not really the most useful way of viewing the world. And you cannot really blame yourself for having developed an ignorant view when you were a small child. You cannot blame a small child for that. However, what you can do is take responsibility and accept that, yes, it was your own doing. Maybe you did it when you were really young, but you kept on doing it as you grew older and older and older, and you keep on doing it now, even without noticing it, but your unconscious mind notices it. Because for your unconscious mind, there is no time, really. The present, the future, the past, it's all the same. So your unconscious mind doesn't really understand that you're no longer a 7-year-old, and this is not a good attitude to have for a 30-year-old, for a 20-year-old, for a 50-year-old, a 60-year-old, however old you are. You're an adult now, and it's time to take responsibility. And part of taking responsibility is to begin changing. Begin changing the way you think so that you think like someone who is mature, like someone who knows how to think, not like a small child. Because sometimes it's good to think like a small child, but not in this case. In this case, it's better to think like an adult. And how do you do that? Well, we're going to begin doing that. As we go through these exercises, you will begin to change, unconsciously, your attitudes towards the world, particularly the way you view yourself and others in such a way that it has an impact on your levels of confidence. And this is how you begin to build your super confidence. So let's continue now with you affirming that you will take responsibility for your own state. And only you, yourself, are responsible for your levels of confidence. It has nothing to do with other people. It may seem like it does. It may seem like it has to do with your friends, or with family, or with mom and dad, or with that particular person you like or don't like. It doesn't really matter who they are. The point is, it's only you. It's only you who's creating a problem. It's only you who can solve the problem. So let's continue now solving this problem for you. And for the next few days, while you're doing the Super Confidence program, I'm going to ask you to stop doing any other programs you may be engaged in at the moment. Don't do other programs, don't do other exercises, just focus on the Super Confidence program. Some other stuff you may do may help, some stuff you may do may hinder, but we don't have the time now to sort out and see what would be beneficial and what would not be beneficial about other programs you may be working on. So please, just commit to doing Super Confidence, doing the exercises in Super Confidence, and not engaging in any other extracurricular activities. Meaning, if you're in school, by all means, go to school, go to class, do your homework. If you work, by all means, go to work and keep your job. However, minimize every activity that you really don't need to do. In fact, eliminate every activity that's not totally essential, at least for the 10 days that you're doing Super Confidence. Do not watch television. Do not watch movies. Do not go to parties. Just focus on doing the Super Confidence exercises for 10 days. And also avoid anything that's stressing you out, anything that triggers bad reactions in you, anything that makes you angry, anything like that. Just avoid it. We will be doing exercises that take care of these things as it relates to confidence. However, we do not need you to be distracted with other problems. So please just make sure that for the 10 days or so that you're doing the Super Confidence exercises, that you are in a very nice, peaceful, secure environment that you enjoy. Also, for these 10 days, if you can make yourself as isolated as possible, that is best. If you can avoid seeing anyone and talking to anyone, except through the exercises that we will go through, the Super Confidence exercises, please do so. If that's not possible, then minimize contact with other people as much as you can. Only interact with the people you must necessarily interact with during these 10 days. The more you follow this rule, the better it will be, the easier it will be, and the faster the program will work on you. Especially avoid anyone who you feel drains your energy. Anyone who you feel tired around, just avoid that person, at least for the 10 days. For the 10 days that you're doing the Super Confidence exercises. You also need to conserve as much energy as you can throughout these 10 days. So do not do anything that really tires you out. It is okay to do physical activity, however, some physical activity. If you work out regularly and that's part of your routine, fine, you can go ahead and do that. But anything that is an emotional drain, do not do. This will mostly happen when you interact with people you don't want to interact with. So anyone who stresses you out is out. Don't interact with them. Also, avoid sexual activity for the duration of your exercises or for the 10 days or so, preferably from 3 days before you start doing the exercises, so for about 13 days, it would be a good idea to avoid any sexual activity. This is more than a good idea. I'm going to ask you, in fact, to commit to this. Commit to doing this for at least 10 days, preferably 13 days, while you're doing the Super Confidence Program.